let me go back to how traditional values and other things unite us. Because President Putin has started talking about focus on traditional values not this year, not 5 years ago, but when he really became president. So for more than 20 years ago, he's been focused on really making sure that, you know, it's not a woke world, it's a world where there is a man and a woman, a focus on the family, on Christian values. And I think that is very, very important. And he was calling out the fakeness of the woke narrative for a long time. And by the way,
just like President Trump.
Just as President Trump. And by the way, I reposted one of your posts where you had this woke vocabulary.
Yes.
What people say and what they,
and
really,
what they
mean.
Really mean.
Yeah. So I think the honesty and be straightforward, you know, not political correctness, but calling things the way they are is important. I would give another, I think, very poignant example of Charlie Kirk. So Charlie Kirk really resonated with the Russian people. And when this horrible tragedy happened, not only President Putin gave condolences, but Russian church actually did an article recognizing Charlie Kirk's contributions to Christianity. So they see him not only as somebody who is an advocate of family, not only advocate on campuses, but really as a religious sort of thinker, a contemporary religious thinker.
But that's interesting because, of course, under Marxism, there is no room for religion. I mean, Karl Marx did not. He was an nihilist when it came to God.
Yeah, but Russia is actually quite a religious country.
Yes.
So if you go, and I hope you can go to our Orthodox churches, etc., it's a very religious country and very much focused on values. So in reality, we see view the world very similarly, where we see, for example, immigration in Europe and what Biden tried to do in the US as crazy. You know, I actually have a theory about this. I believe that Biden wanted Democrats to stay in power forever. So what he did, he figured out immigrants, criminals, and transgender, they vote Democrats. So then he increased the number of criminals, he increased the number of immigrants, and there was a huge transgender spike, which is, by the way, now coming down, returned to normalcy during his era.
Turned to reality.
All of that was to stay in power. All of those things that Russia is tough on and Europe is not tough on. So I think another thing we see is, for example, Europe with allowing illegal immigration, with allowing lots of woke policy. J.D. Vance said it's basically suicide of European civilization.
Yes.
And we also see it very similarly. So to summarize, I think we all care about our families. We all care about education of our children. We all care about having good economy, good growth, and we are much more similar. And what happened during Biden administration, and actually started with Obama, Russiagate, is that Russiagate tried to vilify President Trump, tried to vilify Russia. And from that time, Russia became like really bad, bad, bad in the people's minds in the US. But more and more conservatives understand that those were fake, not true narratives.